This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to MS Momentum. My name's Katie, I'm the Community Connector for MS Otago. What effect does exercise have on multiple sclerosis? To explore this today, I'm talking with David Parker, a person with MS who has found exercise to have a significant impact on his MS journey. Welcome, David. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us about your MS journey and the impact exercise has had on it.
My MS journey really began with my exercise journey. So I was told that I was pre-diabetic and that I needed to sort of think about the amount of sugar that I was bringing into my body. So I decided to quit eating sugar and joined a gym. And I went blind on the exercise cycle in the gym about 3 months into that journey. So it was sort of, they both went hand in hand. I remember I used to fall off my own hands when I was doing push-ups for a while. I lost all of my balance and stuff. MS has sort of affected that. I was blind for 2 years. I've had just about the whole list of symptoms over the time since I was diagnosed. So it's been quite a horrible journey, really. I had cramping in my calf for a long time that wouldn't let me sleep. So there's been a lot of trouble with things like that, like everyday things that really matter, like your quality of sleep. And I found exercise has definitely helped that. If I go and work out on any given day and get myself nice and physically tired, I tend to sleep better. So it's helped with that. It's brought my cardiovascular fitness up, and I mean, it's really hard to know, but I would say that my exercise journey has minimized the effects of the symptoms. As I got fitter and smaller, because I lost something like 40 kilograms. So as I got smaller and fitter, the symptoms did decrease a lot, but that went alongside all of the treatment that I got put on and, the sort of treatment program that I was put on went. Everything happened sort of at once, so it's been quite a big journey, really. I think that anybody that has MS has that big journey, and it's really hard looking back, I think, probably for everybody to think about timelines and when and how everything happened, because there's just always so much going on when especially you're first diagnosed. But on that, I guess my exercise was like my rock. I kept on with it. I remember my personal trainer decided that we shouldn't carry on, and I said no, we can't. I'm carrying on. Everything says that exercise is good for you if you've got MS. He did that the next time I saw him after I left the gym one day, and he followed me out and watched me walk down the street, and he said, when you left the gym, you couldn't even stay on the footpath, let alone walk in a straight line. And I don't think that we should carry on, because it was the exercise that did that. And I said, yeah, but it came right really quickly, so I wouldn't quit. And I'm forever grateful now that that I didn't quit and stop exercising. It can feel really hard and it can feel horrible, when you're trying to work out and you can't control the weights properly, and there's a lot of stuff that is affected by the MS that affects the gym as well. So it's a hard journey to go on, but it's definitely one that I would say is worthwhile, not just for the physical effects, but the mental effects as well. Like when I'm working out regularly, it keeps me like whole in my head, and I can, it's not, everything doesn't seem so bad anymore.
Right. Yeah. So, and you've found that that benefits of exercise for yourself, and you've shared those benefits of exercise with other people, and you've really found a passion in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did have to give away my career in management. I had a good career set, and like many people who get MS, I found that over time I just couldn't do it well enough anymore. So I made the call to give it away, but I didn't really. I was at a loss for what I was going to do. So I'm for instance losing my right arm, like the use of my right arm. For effective use of my right arm. So I was sort of stuck for what to do, but I had the idea that I wanted to be a personal trainer. My trainer just looked like he was such a happy man, and I thought, I want that. That's what I need in my life now. I've had enough of bad and I need some happy. So I went off to Polytech and learned how to be a personal trainer, and I've had a few clients come through my door now, and most of them are stayed. But of all of them, I haven't had one that hasn't been happy with their journey. Not all of my clients have MS, but the ones that do are really, really seeing benefit from it and just love coming into the gym. Every day they come in with a smile on their face. They come in happy, and seeing their experiences and their successes in the gym has been really good for me. I love helping people. I love that's what I do now for my life. I just cruise and help people get fit and feel better about their MS and their own lives.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are you talked a little bit about how some of your clients have come in and they've felt a lot happier, and they're happy to come into the gym and that's their happy place. So, yeah, what are some of the other benefits that you've found that your clients have had?
Well, on that, like I had a young lady come in and train with me. She didn't have MS. She had another neurological condition. But she said that training with me really became her safe space. She had some troubles, and I think it helped her socially as well as with her exercise. It was really good. She came in and she was kind of nervous when she first started, but she carried on and persevered with it, and then she just became a regular in the gym and was perfectly happy and saw all of the health benefits as well, and that was great. But in terms of physical benefits, I've had a client come through my doors and gradually completely abandon the use of their walking sticks altogether. The day they walked in with no walking stick, the smile on their face, their face just lit up, and they were so excited about it. Another client has primary progressive MS. He uses a walking stick, which he uses still, but his movement has gotten a lot easier, especially since he's gotten stronger. He can get himself around now, and it's easier for him to say catch himself if he overbalances. So there's a lot of that sort of stuff. People trust their legs more. And they're not, you know, they know that they're not going to give out and fall. They rather than sort of, if someone overbalances, for instance, I'm noticing them as their training progresses. I'm noticing that instead of when they overbalance, they stick their arms out to try and catch themselves. They'll stick their leg out and catch themselves with that, which is more what a person should do if they overbalance. So it's great to see those falls not happening, and being a little bit easier to control. And I guess, yeah, well, I've got another client who comes in on walking sticks, and she still uses her walking sticks too. But she said she's just a lot more confident on her feet. I remember she started with me and she got down onto the floor about sort of a third of the way through our first session, and it took us the whole rest of the session to get her back up onto her feet. So we carried on, we worked with her. We did a lot of sessions where I would just sit her in the leg press machine. She'd sit back almost in an armchair position and just push up with her feet, and I'd add weight, and she would just do hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of reps. And eventually she got to be able to do other things, and she can get herself up off the floor now. So I'll have her down and up off the floor four or five times in a session, which is just massive for this person. It's so good for her.
Yeah, So you're really seeing those full holistic holistic results.
Yes.
From exercise. Yeah, yeah. It's not just the physical. It's the mental and the social and everything else as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I run a wee exercise class and my classmates that come in and train with me, they come in and they call themselves a wee family, really, and everybody gets on really well. We're all disabled. We all have our troubles that we have to work around, which is kind of difficult in a gym. If you're going to a regular person's class, you're just not necessarily going to be able to manage it. But my classes, I chop and change things around and sort of rig things up so that people can manage. If someone can't do a very deep squat because they'll fall over, I'll put like a box behind their bum so that they can sit down on the box and stand back up and know that they're not going to fall over and they're going to be safe.
Yeah, so it's about making those allowances and having the space to be able to do that
with
someone who understands.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what people need sometimes.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're just getting a wee short ad break and we'll be right back.
MS Otago aims to empower people with multiple sclerosis and their support networks by providing them with information and skills to participate actively in the community in ways that are meaningful to them. You can find us at Dunedin Community House and online at msotago.org.nz, or you can give us a call on 027 889 9035. MS Otago, working for the people of Otago.
If you're just joining us, this is MS Momentum on ORFM, and I'm talking to David Parker about the benefits of exercise for people with MS. So David, you and your clients were involved in a weightlifting competition back in April. What was that like?
It was fantastic. We were competing against some strong men and real heavy lifters, and it was just when my clients and I got up on the stage, everybody was cheering and so happy just to see us disabled people getting up and giving it a go. And we got some good lifts in too. I had a client, all of us set a personal best, and I had one client came up. The client I spoke of earlier on the walking with crutches, she came up. She has to use her crutches all the way to the weight, and then as she's bending down to grab the bar and lift it up, she hands me the crutches, and then I have to go away and then come back in time to give them back to her when she stands back up so that she won't fall over. Yet still, she managed to pick 50 kilograms up off the ground. So that was fantastic. There was an article in the paper recently of it, and there was the picture of her with the 50 kilos up, and the smile on her face just made my life. It's just like almost like life complete. I'm done. It's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so you were doing some fundraising for MS Otago and for MSNZ with that event.
Yes.
And then so you're about to run another event on the 27th of April.
Yes.
So what's that event?
So this one is going to be a relay event where we are going to get into the octagon and sit on a stationary exercise. And we're going to get on and just keep the wheels turning, really ride it for as long as we can. We'll all spell each other. I'm not sure just how many of my clients are able to, because pedaling a bike when you've got legs that don't really work is actually harder than doing leg press or deadlifting. So there's a bit of a challenge around that, but we're essentially, there'll be three or four people in the octagon, and we'll be just riding for as long as we can, and we'll have a wee station set up. I have a give a little page, and people can come along and chat to us and see what we're doing and donate if they feel they'd like to.
Yeah, great. So have you been doing like some specific training around that? And
Not for this event so much. It's not so much about riding really hard or riding really far. It's just about getting on the bike and riding it for as long as you can. Really just so that we're out and visible and people see disabled people getting on an exercise and giving it a go. The fitness level that I have my clients at is probably enough for it. I did do another event in January where I did the same thing, but it was only me riding the bike. And I'm not at my fittest currently, and I managed 12 hours. So I think that, yeah, that the specific training is for the big powerlifting events that we're having, but the ride is just sort of more of a social event, I guess, and a fundraising opportunity.
Right, great. And so, yeah, your event in January, was that 12 hours you straight, or did you have breaks in between?
I was allowed, I let myself have, I think, 10 minutes every hour.
Right.
So, yeah, there wasn't much rest. There was just a little bit of a chance to get off the bike and have a wander around, which was probably a good thing. I was pretty bruised and had some good lumps growing by the time I finished that ride.
Yeah, I bet. And so do you have, a time in mind for how long you'd like to go this time, or just see how it goes?
Yeah, I think I'll have to see how many clients I get and how long they can manage to ride for. I've had a couple of clients a bit concerned that they're not going to be able to ride very long, and I've told them that it doesn't matter. If they manage 10 minutes, then it's 10 minutes more than they did.
Yeah.
So I'd like to say 12 hours, but the reality might be a bit different this time round. But 12 hours would be ideal.
Mm. Cool. Awesome. And I know you've just launched a new website.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit about that?
It's just a way for people to connect with me at the moment. But I'm going to be running like an online subscription-based service, so people can come in and sign up and do like targeted specific workouts tailored for them and for their condition. So I'm filming when I get home today. I'm filming for the first exercise video, and it's going to be exercise from bed. So I'll start sort of from there, from the ground up, and but for people that can't get out of bed and move, then it's still really good for your heart health and your musculature to keep moving. So it'll just be a workout to keep yourself moving in bed, and we'll go from there, and I'll have sort of all of the exercises all the way through. But there's I've got some clothing coming out as well, designed specifically to aid disabled people, and I can't. Yeah, we're just sort of getting up and running with the clothing. But it just points out who I am. It shows all about my training and the benefits of exercising with MS or any other neurological condition. It's pretty cool. It's a fun looking wee website.
Yeah, awesome. And so you're gonna start with exercises from bed and then go up from there. So say if someone's in a wheelchair, or doesn't have easy movement of their legs, arm exercises, and
can still keep moving. That's right. Awesome. Yeah, the benefit I think with a lot of people with MS that I've seen anyway. I haven't come across everybody that has MS, but the benefit of it is that generally, although walking is really difficult and you need a wheelchair, you can actually stand up. So for people that can and that aren't completely wheelchair bound forever, there'll be able to be some exercises that you can do, like squats, and just stuff to aid that movement, and hopefully to get some movement back if you've lost it too.
Great. So what advice would you give people who maybe they've been diagnosed with MS, they haven't exercised in a long time, and they're a bit nervous about getting back into exercise?
Definitely, particularly if you live in Dunedin, and hook up with me, come in and work out, but don't give up your hope. I think that MS is the type of disease that eats hope, and it eats happiness as well. It just eats it alive for breakfast, really. So it's really important to keep that positivity going in your life, and getting some exercise in and feeling like you're taking control of your disease and not letting it just have every say, because MS does tend to have every say. But if you can find a way to keep yourself happy and whole And if that happens to be through exercise, then get into it and do it, because you don't, once it's gone, you don't generally get it back. And that's the same for everything, right? Like, yeah, use it or lose it. If you're not that disabled yet, don't let yourself get that disabled, because you will. And you can. I often say, you know, when we're exercising, what we're doing is we're not necessarily stopping it, but what we are doing is sticking our heels in the sand. We're on a cart going downhill, and it's going to go downhill the whole way through. And what our job is to stick our heels in and say, nah, that's not actually what's going to happen. What we're going to do is slow this down. We're going to keep fit. We're going to try and keep ourselves active and moving and happy and healthy. And I think that the happiness is just as important as the exercise. And so, yeah, my clients are finding that too. They're finding that doing some exercise and keeping themselves going gives a person a sort of power. Control.
100%. And it's interesting that you talk about control there, because I know from talking with people with MS, like while I've been doing this job, that it can feel like all the control's taken out of your hands.
Yes.
And that, you know, now the MS is in control of your body.
Yeah.
And, yeah, doing things like exercise and all those sorts of things are a way to, I guess, give yourself a bit of control back. Yeah. Over, you know, what you are experiencing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. It's really important to to keep feeling like you do have some control over your life, because you're right, MS takes it away. It takes your happiness and it takes your control, and it just sort of can eat everything. And if you let it will be worse than if you don't let it. You've got to fight it. You just have to. Once you're diagnosed with a disastrous illness like this, then you've had that control taken away from you. You've got no choice. You've got to fight it, or you're going to go down.
Awesome. So thank you so much, David, for talking with me today. If people wanted to find out more about you and about the relay event, where should they go?
They can go onto my Give a Little page. There's quite a lot of information in there. And they could go on there. It's called the Disabled Divas Riders. Divas are spelt with no apostrophe before the S, so just D-I-V-A-S. But yeah, jump on there, have a look around. There's some information about me and my training in there if anybody's interested. They could also donate to MS Otago and MS New Zealand. That would be really good. We've got a bit of money donated already, but I'd really love to see my team do really well. So absolutely hook on, jump in and have a look and donate some money, have a look at the training, just have give it a go.
Yeah, awesome. And so that information will all be on MS Otago's weekly newsletter as well. So thank you so much, David, for joining us today. I hope you've enjoyed talking about exercise, and I hope that everyone out there has found some benefit from the things you've said.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for having me along. It was lovely.
Thank you. You've been listening to MS Momentum, brought to you each fortnight by me, Katie Burns, Community Connector for MS Otago. You can listen again to this episode and find other podcasts from this series on oar.org.nz and on your favourite podcast platforms. To contact MS Otago, you can email info@msotago.org.nz or call us on 027 889 9035. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.